اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
May 28, 1983. Subjects on divine issues and mythical issues are easy, and each person thinks he has understood them, and the subjects of logical reasoning at the same time that they are exact are easy to understand. After the rise of logical reasoning and the following it reaching the inferences of these subjects and the results of the logical reasoning to the heart, which is called faith, is more difficult. Often the experts on logical reasoning do not reach to this degree of faith.
We seek refuge from Satan the cursed in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. In this program, what we do is to listen to certain speeches and viewpoints of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, who was the great founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and talk about these lessons and, you know, moral themes that we can take from these speeches in order for us to make use of them in our daily lives. Well, on the subject of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, "Know that a revolution as good as the revolution of Iran has not taken place before." This statement of Imam rahmatullah alayhi is about the unique features of the Islamic Revolution in Iran. The Iranian nation pursued numerous objectives in their uprising against the despotic Pahlavi regime, which were summarized in three demands, namely independence, freedom, and Islamic government. The Islamic Republic is no doubt the greatest achievement of the Islamic Revolution. This popular system of government has by far exceeded the criteria of the Western democracy and has in fact marginalized it, as it is popular and democratic in the real sense of the word.
Ya Rabbana salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi.
The Islamic Revolution granted the Iranian nation freedom in different fields. The Iranian nation had been suppressed for centuries, especially during the Pahlavi regime. Any dissent would be quenched and opponents would be jailed, tortured, and murdered. In the Islamic Republic of Iran, however, people are free to hold legal gatherings and meetings and express their opinion in various matters. They elect the officials of the country, including the president, members of the parliament, and city councils. They also elect the members of the assembly of experts, who appoint the leader. The massive turnout of the people at ballot boxes indicates that they use the best opportunity that the Islamic Republic has granted them to determine their fate. Moreover, religious minorities as part of the Iranian nation enjoy freedom and have representatives in the parliament. Okay, dear listeners, it seems that our time for this episode has come to its end. And for ending, let's just recite the sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh about the Islamic Revolution. He said, "Know that a revolution as good as the revolution of Iran had not taken place before." Thank you very much. Until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Every night and every day.
Every night and every day.